Hello and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and whenever applicable, sex.
Oh, will it be applicable?
It will be applicable.
Please.
You will not mark N-A in the box. Not today. Because me so happy that my handsome podcast buddy's back, Todd Anderson. Woo! Applause, yay!
Hey, thanks.
I just want you to be ready, though. We're talking about something that might make you a tad bit uncomfy.
Okay.
Yes, but you're minutes away from having to deal with it, if not dealing with it already, so.
No, I'm scared.
Because today we're talking about menopause.
Menopause?
Perimenopause. Perimenopause, sex drive, and hormones, and why it's important to be proactive in this area of our lives. But don't worry, I have a guest. She's going to help.
Oh, thank goodness.
You can relax. Sit down. Whew. Have a smoke. Don't have a smoke. I love
you.
No,
that's bad for you.
No, don't do that. That's bad for you. I love you. Okay, stay. Stay, don't smoke. Okay. My guest today is well-versed in this topic and is married to one of my favorite sexperts, the one and only Dr. Drew. Yes, that's right. We listened to him as teenagers. Yes, she is known to her thousands of Twitter followers as the First Lady of Love. You can tweet her there at First Lady of Love because they met on Loveline over 30 years ago, which is so cool. She's the mother of triplets and has lived to tell, and she has successfully navigated the choppy waters of menopause and can boast a happy, healthy sex life. Yay!
Hey!
More applause. Woo! She is also the host of Calling Out, one of Sideshow's popular podcasts focusing on intuition and psychic phenomenon. Please welcome the brilliant and milfy Susan Pinsky. Woo!
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's
so
okay that we call you milfy, right? Okay.
Yeah, she may.
Yes, good.
Okay. I want to be a Coug MILF.
So a Coug MILF.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bar in my town I call them a Cougars.
Why is
no,
it all
No, we have not
cougars?
Taken you there. Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
I'm too old for Cougars. Cougars
no, that's
like
true.
The young fellas.
Yeah, you'd have to be with...
I think I'm old enough to coug you.
Oh, ooh. Sweet.
Nice.
All right.
Is that... Should we just stop now?
Is Dr. Drew a jealous fella?
Oh, yes.
Do I need to worry?
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
you have to be,
boy.
You
okay.
Have to be careful.
This is on air, you know.
That's right. Okay, let's not, you know, call anybody out, so to speak.
Just pass me notes quietly.
Yeah, it's okay. Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and I am on the Sideshow Network, and I love it.
Fantastic. And you talk about more than... psychic phenomenon, right? This
is
more.
We do daily life experiences, and we have different topics. Sometimes we just have celebrity guests that come in and get readings, and sometimes we have celebrity dead guests to come in to get during those readings. We also we're in more of a talk show format, and we like to bring intuitives into our daily lives just to sort of use them to. Have a talk show, and it's really kind of a fun experience.
What celebrities from beyond have stopped by?
Well, the most recent was Robin Williams.
Oh.
And how's he doing?
He's good.
Yeah, I bet. It's probably really cool over there.
Yeah, much better in heaven, apparently. And then we also had John Belushi and Elvis Presley and John Lennon and River Phoenix, and all in one show. We had Andy Dick and Bob Forrest, who was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and they actually knew all these people from history who were great musicians and artists that have passed from drug abuse.
Wow.
And they all came, they all showed up, and it was just kind of a cool thing. And the funny part was I actually won an award from the LA Music Awards for Best Talk Show Host, which is coming up in September, because I've had dead artists
on
my studio. So I have a huge...
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I need for numbers,
big
Todd?
Hitters in here, I'm
Maybe
telling
Freud
you.
Could show up
they
on my show.
They were here. They were sitting at this table with us.
That's
they were
so cool.
Encircling the guests. It was really fun. And, you know, if you want to listen, it's, you know, go to my website, callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. You can find Bob Forrest and Andy Dick. It was really interesting. And the next show was Finding Love with Andy Dick, and that's when Robin Williams stepped through, which was really exciting for me because I'm a huge fan of his and have been. And I was truly honored to get that experience. But we have other things, too. We go on ghost hunts. We cleanse apartments, and we go.
Don't leave me to be on this show, because I know it sounds really fun.
We do American Idol predictions. We have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do, like, all these
that's
crazy
awesome.
Things. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can do with a clairvoyant medium that's really interesting, because they kind of, you know, can connect in a different way.
I think I got a ghost in my house.
Yeah?
Yeah, because my cat's always looking at this corner, and he just stares at it, and then sometimes he'll, like, paw at it, and there's nothing there.
Oh, maybe we should send Susan over with her crew.
We'll have to have
you
on our podcast, and we can...
I'll bring the cat in.
But again, yeah. Don't fall in love. Remember, you're right here.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't believe in me.
Don't
for
worry.
Susan.
We won't swipe him.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
That's not fair.
Okay. So are you willing to talk about some...
Menopause? Well, you know, I want to say that menopause is poorly named. It's not men that have it, okay?
Right.
It's women. And it's not fair that we call it menopause. It might pause men from having sex,
right.
But it's not menopause. It's womanopause.
I guess it must be named after the menstrual cycle.
It does sound like manopause.
It does. It's like man pause.
Menstrual pause.
Right?
Why can't we have sex? Where are you going? Why am I on pause? Yeah.
So let's talk about how we know if we are perimenopausal or approaching or whatever, just so that people kind of get the general idea.
My experience, because my family genetics are such that we enter menopause by 40, perimenopause.
Yes.
Perimenopause comes before, perimenopause?
It's sort of like, it's like you're circling around it.
Right. And unfortunately.
You're menopause adjacent.
Yes.
Does that help?
So it's you're starting to have some of the, I guess you call them symptoms of menopause, not all the symptoms.
They are symptoms.
You start going.
I didn't want to be politically incorrect. I'm walking on eggshells now.
Your hormone levels fluctuate such that when they go up and down, things happen to you. You get anxious, you get angry, you get hot sweats at night where you wake up completely freezing because you've been sweating really heavily. You don't sleep well, so you're really crabby. I happen to be raising, 13-year-old triplets at the time when it happened to me. So everybody just thought I was completely nuts and I was losing my mind.
Are we 100% sure men don't go through menopause?
No, we're not. There is something called andropause, but that's another show.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, it also could be a sign of depression, mm-hmm. and the anxiety and the lack of sleep.
Yes. That's what's so difficult about this is that the symptoms that you just named, the irritability, the hot flashes, the mood changes, these can be symptoms of a lot of things.
It could be liver failure because, a lot of moms drink too much wine, and you're having hot flashes.
Then there's that.
Sweats in the middle of the night.
But take away their wine.
Yeah, no, it's menopause.
It's menopause, okay?
So it happened to me, and I seemed very young, and I went to my doctor, actually, after we, had the triplets because my hormones kind of got all screwed up from the all the triplet stuff, I thought. And I went to my obstetrician and I said, I just don't want to have sex. I don't feel like having sex with my husband or anything. I said, can I take hormones or something? Because I think something biologically is going wrong with me. And he looked at me and he said, well, maybe you should get your husband a mistress.
What?
Like they do in Europe. I guess it's cool. Like, I looked at him and I was like, nope, that's not going to work.
And you're no longer my gynecologist.
No, I did switch. Now, listen, I'm still in his office.
That is the craziest advice.
It's a great office. Now, but I did go on, when I was having these problems, I did go on antidepressants. I got a therapist, and I started taking birth control pill because Drew was kind of, maybe you should just go on the pill because that'll regulate your hormones. And then and then we did this thing where I would go back to back where I wouldn't have a period and it kind of made it better. I had more lubrication. I was like able to have sex. My husband is a very passionate man. Mm-hmm. He likes to have sex every day. He's capable of it. That's his deal, And I was like, meh.
Right. Right.
But then I felt bad.
Your doctor's response to me is sort of the perpetuation, though, that women don't want the closeness and the intimacy and to, have that kind of fun with their partner, and that the sex in the marriage is just sort of like, well, just placate the man and make sure that he can have sex every day with somebody else. Never mind.
And there's also intimacy in a relationship that can be a really good bond where you're happy with that.
And that's why this is so important for people to talk about.
I wasn't really aware of how important the sex was to him. As compared to me, I was busy as heck with kids.
Sure.
And also losing my mind. And I started getting less and less interested in sex. And I have this theory that a lot of women, once they go through menopause, just all become lesbians and move away together to the country. And because they just want to
know a lot. I know a lot of postmenopausal women that want to.
Asexual lesbians? They're not interested in sex. So yeah.
No, it's like, you know, have you ever noticed like they divorce their husbands and then they become lesbians and they live somewhere and like.
Because maybe they can just cuddle or something. I don't know. I think lesbians like to have a lot of sex too.
But no,
depends
I know
on the lesbian.
Depends on the lesbian.
No, I understand. But but I felt like I really had something wrong with me. So mm-hmm. after a few years of going to therapy and taking antidepressants, then my period stopped at a certain point. I can't remember, you know, the chain of events, but I ended up taking more and more. One day I went back in, he gave me this like cocktail of pills to take and testosterone cream to rub on my legs and all these things. And that seemed to work. But then if I forgot a day of taking my pills, I would go into these horrible hot flash, you know,
like a rebound almost.
Right.
Just like
it was
worse.
Awful. It was like, oh my God, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, same thing, because, you know, I wasn't really good at taking my pills on time. Yeah. It's hard. You have to remember, we got to take my pills. Okay, so that was a few years later, and I think I was, that was like 5 or 8 years into this whole exercise.
So quite
by the time I was like 48 years old, I was just, you know, trying everything and taking everything.
And in the meantime, how is your communication with Drew around, you know, all of this, around your sex life and around you? I mean, you're obviously making an effort, right?
Right.
In this case, he knows you're trying and that you care.
Right. But I had to always reassure him, because there were times like we would go maybe 2 or 3 weeks without sex. And I'd look at him and go, oh, my God, we haven't had sex in 3 weeks. And he'd go, I know.
19 and a half days,
and
actually.
I could tell he would like be pacing up and down at the end of the bed, like with this gloomy look on his face. And that was how I knew that we hadn't had sex for a while. He'd get into this mode.
Would he not say anything to you for 3 weeks?
No, but I would always respond with, I would always brush him off. You know what I mean? It was really hurtful for him. And he always talks about that. And I didn't really realize it was that hurtful. And it really, I was so, of so much dealing with my own stuff that it was really hard for me to show compassion. Mm-hmm. And also, he doesn't know how I was feeling. It's really difficult. I eventually got off all the antidepressants and stuff when we finally got sort of a good mixture of the right hormonal protocol, mm-hmm. you know, that I was taking. And it was good. But then one day, my girlfriend, right after she had her hysterectomy, who was hated sex more than anybody. We used to laugh at her at dinner because her husband was always complaining that she just didn't want to ever have sex. She came out. She met this doctor, Dr. Park, Jennifer Park in Pasadena. And she said, I went in, she gave me these hormonal pellets and I want to have sex every day. And I was like, wait, sign me up for that. Like,
right.
Where do what I get
those?
That? So I
pellets, please.
I literally picked up the phone within minutes, you know, after, you know, the next morning, obviously we're at dinner. And because this woman was asexual beyond belief. And she was younger than me and her husband was older, but she explained to me how she just had this new sense of living, you know, and she had a lot of problems with, cancer and had a hysterectomy and, you know, way too young and stuff. So, you know, it was a real joy for her. And so when I went to Dr. Park, she took my hormone levels, which nobody had done. Nobody had taken a blood test.
This is amazing. Listen to this. 8 years of dealing with this and nobody had taken a hormone level test.
Rest beyond.
That's what you need to understand.
And I had been, like, I had taken antidepressants. My hair had fallen out. Right. I had to grow my hair back in. I had to, you know, I mean, I had all the symptoms from, it's just like, it was, I wish I never had to take it.
This is the part that is underserved. We were just talking about the Viagra for women, which is actually an antidepressant, and it's not really addressing the physiological issue.
Right.
Right? It's sort of going from that antidepressant POV and not really helping, you know?
So Jennifer Park came from Palm Springs, and she's very well educated in hormone replacement therapy. And basically, the secret female hormone is testosterone. Mm. It's not necessarily estrogen and progesterone and all this shit that I was taking. I took all these things, but I was really low on testosterone. So, you know, blood tests showed that I was not I didn't have any.
Right.
And when you when women lose testosterone, they become bitches.
Yeah.
We need more estrogen.
So your wife is cranky and doesn't want to have sex.
Yeah, and men are like, very, like, okay, if you look at men and women,
yeah,
men are always sort of level-headed kind of comparatively, not always, but
right,
literally are the testosterone makes them happy. It gives them sex drive. They want to
makes them feel alive.
Have sex with everything that walks.
Yeah,
right.
They'll have sex anywhere at
but
any
it can
time.
Make them aggressive and angry at the same time
right.
when they have
it
too
can.
Much testosterone.
Sure.
Happening.
Right, because they don't have
it
any
has
estrogen.
To be it has
too.
To be balanced. Yeah. With,
and so
yeah.
what happens is they take these bio-identical patches or pellets, and they mix a perfect mixture dependent on what you need based on your blood test to even you out, but also make it very testosterone heavy.
Right. Mm.
So...
But she does not have a beard. I'm looking right at
well,
her.
Well, you know, there are side effects. But,
sure.
But the side effects are you do grow hair on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just hire a person to laser it off mm-hmm. every once in a while because it is removable. You do get a lot happier. You're a happy person
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis. And you do have a sex drive. You want to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
Anytime. It's extremely...
I think my testosterone's pretty good at least 1 week a month.
It makes you okay. It basically helps you sleep. It helps you it's also the type of thing where there were a couple ways of getting a bioidentical treatment, and the way that Jennifer Park does it is she puts these pellets under your skin. So you can't be too squeamish when it comes to somebody giving you a needle stick. And
this sounds expensive too. Is it expensive?
It is a little bit expensive, yeah. But hopefully one day it will be under insurance, mm-hmm. which doesn't make sense to me since Viagra is. But
So this is alternative medicine that we're talking about?
It's natural bioidenticals, which are hormones that made from natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. When they implant it under your skin, it slowly releases over the course of 4 months. The blood test is kind of expensive, but those are sometimes covered by insurance, which is good. You get partial coverage because they have to really look at everything.
Mm.
Then the pellets themselves are, you know, they're like $250 to $400 probably per insertion. So it's
and
about
how long does that last?
4 months. So it's like $100 a month.
All right.
And you feel so much better that it's like you become addicted to it. You know.
Right.
So now there
Your
are people that can have it if they have, you know, any kind of cancer, breast cancer and stuff like that.
Right.
And but that if you have a good hormone specialist, they can tell you that.
Well, and that's what people might be wondering, what, you know, what's the difference between a bioidentical or if just, you know, my MD prescribes me some testosterone
cream,
you know, cream or whatever. The idea behind bioidenticals is that they're food sourced or sourced naturally, and they maybe knock off a hydrogen bond or they knock off one bond here or there, and it becomes an identical molecule to what your body produces. And so your body knows how to process it. And the idea is that as opposed to something where they chemically alter it so that they can patent it, it is theoretically safer,
right,
and not carcinogenic. So that's the idea behind bioidenticals in a nutshell, right? Fair enough.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it just transformed my life. I mean, I wanted to go to the gym again. I got more muscle mass. I was working out regularly. I was able to lose weight easily. I became attractive to men. It was really funny because I had all these pheromones going on, and mm-hmm. I was like attracting like random men because they like they sniff you out or something.
Right.
I don't know what it is. But
like, oh, she
no,
likes
that's
sex.
That's what it is.
That's
yes,
what it is.
That's
it's
what
like,
it
oh,
is.
That she likes sex.
Yeah,
wait,
so
wait,
that
yeah.
felt really good. But you know, I was 50 and I was like, hey, look,
hey.
I'm still attractive. But it did sort of change my voice. Changed octaves, though I have to say my voice is a lot lower.
Huh.
I can't sing high anymore. I can barely sing at all. But but that's okay. It's worth it.
I get to have sex with my husband. Yay!
Yeah, when you do karaoke, you just stick to Leonard Cohen songs. At this point.
I love just... having sex with him. It's just incredible.
Leonard Cohen or
no?
I'm just trying to clarify. Just
Please.
Trying to clarify.
I would. I'll
okay,
have sex
go.
With anybody at this point.
Oh, not my kind of girl. No, you want to join my band, Slutty by Nature?
That's good. I want to see this band. Why don't I know about this band?
I don't know. I haven't started it yet, but I'm recruiting.
Okay. I'll be your lead singer.
Okay.
So,
That nice little raspy voice. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, her and Hillary. Oh, man.
Yeah. You and my wife. It'd be pretty good.
Just call and tell me bedtime stories. Sexy voices.
But Drew's really happy about it. He's been transformed as well. It's a good thing for your husband. It's a good thing for your relationship.
Yeah.
It's great when your kids, like my triplets all went off to college four years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
They just graduated. One's living in my home again, but it was like the day the door shut. It was
what are we going to do now?
Free time.
Yeah.
we tried everything, you know, but it's like, and it also encourages
kids
you.
Kids are in college. Let's get a sex swing.
To try new things. Like, for example, you know, Emily Morris is from Sex with Emily. She works with Drew on Love
Line. Yeah.
On Thursday.
Yeah, she's super
cool. She's on every Thursday. She has a podcast too, which is really great about sex, you know,
in
stuff.
Depth. Mm-hmm.
But she sells like toys and lubricants and all that stuff too. So she was like bringing
you
bags.
You mean like have a fuckerware party?
Yeah.
That's what they call those.
Yeah.
Right?
She would like bring bags of like toys home for Drew. And I was starting to kind of get a little weirded out at first. Like I'm going out to dinner with her tonight. So we're friends now.
Right.
But at the beginning it was like, okay, and then here's this one. This is vibrator. And then here's this one. It's a, you know, an egg and this one and this one. Like you put this
So then you go to dinner and she's like, so how'd you like the Wee Vibe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
it's a little awkward.
Yeah, half of them like don't live very long, but the good ones do, I guess. I know. I burn them out.
We're doing a show about sex toys in a couple weeks, people. Stay tuned.
Yeah, so no, but it was really great because I was really open to that. Like it completely expanded my mind, and it helped a lot when my husband got prostate cancer because, you know, we had to go through a process of rejuvenating him back after his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it became an integral part of our lives, you know. And I wouldn't have had – and I was so mad that I didn't get that when I first started my menopause because I suffered for so long and we were fighting and we had – I'm lucky Drew's still with me. You know, after all these years.
Well, and that's why I'm so glad that you were willing to share this with people because, you know, you and I were sort of trading back and forth and talking about there was a very recent article in the New York Times essentially saying that these new renegade therapists, like imagine this, when they do couples therapy, they talk about sex first. When was the last time you had sex and how was it? As opposed to when I was in my master's program, I would ask, I'm like, well, if we're in couples therapy, aren't we supposed to be talking about sex? And they're like, well, you talk about it if they're comfortable with it. And I'm like, well, what?
Nobody's ever comfortable
with it. Nobody's ever comfortable
like,
with
you
it.
You meet somebody and go, hi, how are you?
The idea that we get, you know, you have to get extra training to be certified as a sex therapist. And I totally am okay with that because you have to deal with some dark things too. But the idea that somebody is going to call a sex therapist, that to me seems like the phone's not going to ring because people don't want to think that that's their problem.
Right.
And a man certainly can't say, I'm kind of cranky in my marriage because I'm not getting laid because then, oh, that's too much pressure on the wife.
Right.
And, you know, the idea that sex could be your issue or potentially be a starting point for healing is really foreign in the marriage and family therapist world. And so, like I said, these therapists that are doing something really logical are sort of being considered renegades when really what they're doing is just bringing sex to the forefront because it's so important for
the nature
of your marriage.
I didn't realize it until I had so much testosterone that I realized how much pain he was in.
That is surprising, though, about therapy
it's
in
really
general.
Really interesting.
Yeah. You know, like I did basically grow a penis. I had more testosterone than my husband. My husband's actually jealous now.
He's like, damn,
I'm going to put this out there, but your clit does get bigger.
Oh.
And
you
some days you look at it like, wow, how did that happen?
All right.
Yeah. So,
well, that's fun.
Men don't care, though. Yeah.
Weren't you just saying?
Yeah.
Engorged clit for four hours.
Fantastic.
I got stuff I can do with that.
Yeah. See, men love that. Like, it's embarrassing to women. We're like, oh, my God.
No, man.
And you do grow hair. Like I said, it's kind of in some places you do have to get lasered.
These are things you can deal with. But again, you want to make sure that you're talking to somebody who is well-versed in bioidenticals and hormone therapy and actually doing blood level tests, right? I mean, we
there
don't
are
just
great
want to wing
doctors.
It.
I mean, if you're in the LA area, you can go to Dr. Jennifer Park. She's amazing. She's in Pasadena, but there are clinic. There are people all over the United States. I'm sure if you Google it in your area, and you, but you know,
it's becoming, it's growing. It's a growing industry, if you want to call it that. It's a growing body.
There are companies
work.
That do like lasers and pellets. You know, you can like look it up in the yellow pages. Like pellets are.
Can you do a pellet just for fun once in a while? I mean, I'm just curious.
Recreational pellets.
Why isn't this the new female Viagra?
Since Drew had prostate cancer, he has 5 years to wait to make sure his cancer is complete. It is gone. Yeah. He's cancer free, but he has to wait 5 years. And he said, after that 5 years, I'm getting the testosterone pellets because you know,
because
men,
this is good.
No,
times.
Men when
this
they get older
fun...
have the same drop in testosterone,
and it helps your muscle and it helps your bones and all the. You know, this is all healthy on every level.
We live a long time now, you know, and so to create the optimal hormone balance in your body, you don't necessarily have to have malfunctioning hormones in your body to not be optimal, right? Because a lot
you,
of doctors will say
it
you're
helps you
okay.
With your strength, and like say you have to have surgery and you're 85, you know, it might help you through surgery. You know, it's just a part of our biology.
So, you know, disclaimer, don't go running out and like buying stuff and using it without medical advice, okay?
Right.
And if you're really suffering from hot flashes, anxiety, can't sleep, your period spotting, you know.
Get some help.
Yeah, go get your blood levels done and find out what they can do, because everybody's different. Like, I needed more testosterone. Some people don't. Mm-hmm.
No, some people need more progesterone.
One of my psychic Colby was not sleeping well, and we said, oh, maybe it's your hormone. She went in, her testosterone was off the chart. She used to be a female wrestler, so if that tells you anything, but you know, she's having it was something else, so it may not be. I mean, you may go in,
we don't want to self diagnose, you want to get your blood levels taken. Yeah. So, well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story, because I think it's really helpful for people to hear. Because you know, we do get when you get moody and you start projecting all these things onto your partner,
ripping your poor husband a new a-hole on a regular basis.
Yeah. I do think it's important, though, that you come clean with your husband about your affair with Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, it's important.
What
date will this be airing? I just want to prepare you. So tell us again how to find your podcast, just so that we know for sure.
Well, we're here at the Sideshow Network, and we are calling out with Susan Pinsky, and you can go to iTunes and find it, or soundcloud.com/Susan Pinsky if you don't have iTunes, or if you just don't like iTunes. But who doesn't like iTunes? Or, you know, you're just getting it on your phone somehow easily. We also have a website, callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, and you can kind of go through our archives. We've been at Sideshow for, I don't know, probably 50 episodes. And
I'm going to subscribe today.
We have previous episodes, but they go way back. But we really appreciate being here at this network.
Yeah, we love Sideshow. How do we find you, Todd?
You can find me at home trying to jam testosterone pellets into my wife's arms.
You go.
you can like me, Sophie Venable, on Facebook. And if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe, because that would really help. And you can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. I'd like to thank Maria Sbertolozzi and the good people here at Sideshow Network. Thank you both for being here.
Is that how you say her name?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I practice it.
I never say it. I just say Maria.
I practice it day and night.
Thank you.
So thank you both for being here.
She's
the best. Thank you all for listening. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect. Just make it fabulous.